Hi, welcome to Adventures in Awakening. This is your host, Amber. Thank you so much for tuning in today. So today I wanted to hop on and just share a quick card reading for the new moon in Cancer that happens Tuesday, June 28th at around 10:52 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But before we get into that,
I wanted to hop on briefly and just give you a little update about the podcast. And some things that I've had going on in my life. So the
last time I shared an interview was, I believe, around the last week of May.
My family and I went
on a vacation to San Diego. And while we were on vacation, let's just say we
had a family emergency with some extended family. And so the last,
I don't know, what is this, the end of June? So the last month has been, you know, just focused on family and
taking care of some people who
have been ill and not well. And in doing so, I have not shared any interviews. And I am also going to take a break for the summer. So I'm still focusing
on family, focusing on home. And so this podcast will be the last of season one.
I'm still interviewing and setting up interviews and look forward to adding
a little bit more to the podcast in the fall. So you can expect season two to be out sometime
after the kids go back to school around third, fourth week of August. I'm excited for
some of the interviews that I have set up already, and I'm also excited to take the podcast in a little bit of a new direction. So
as much as I
love exactly where it is right now, I definitely am
being called to explore a little bit more on some topics
that I really, really think need addressed. So
one of them being, you know, for the past month, I've had a
really sick family member in and out of the hospital. And I live in a really nice town, a good community, like,
it's a really great town. Like, people move here for the schools. It's a great place to
raise kids. But
our hospital fucking sucks. Like, there
is no way
around it. I'm pretty sure, like,
people
in prison get better food
than what is being offered in the hospital. So, you know, with my family member in and out of the hospital, I was taking food up two, sometimes three times a day, just so they were eating nutritious food,
like, just so they had something they could actually eat and that would help their body.
So
it's taken up a lot of my time, and I've had to just put my focus there. But I mean, I'm telling you guys,
you could get better food at a BP gas station,
and I'm not like
calling out names, I'm not,
but so many systems in our world need to change. I don't know how we can put
someone in the hospital, feed them complete shit, and expect them to get better. It's not even about the food. It's also about the care. I mean,
it was so bad, so bad. So I've
definitely had this little fire ignited just to address some different topics and things going on in the world
right now.
I've really been digging deep into the astrology
and studying that a little bit more, and so I'm excited to just offer a new
little spin and to really
not hold back, because things need to change, and it's us coming together that we'll see this change. And so, yeah, so thank you for listening to my rant.
I go on and on and on and about how pissed off and how shitty I think the system is,
because I mean, if you're listening to this podcast and you're someone who's kind of on
the awakening journey or practiced yoga, you know how important
healthy is for the body. Like, we're doing it backwards. We're just treating things. We're not addressing the actual problem. We're feeding you total
shit. Even things that are like you're not supposed to have, that is a dietary restriction. So,
yeah, that's the end of my rant.
And I'm excited to share this card reading for the new moon in Cancer. All right, everyone, let's take a dive into this new moon in Cancer. So, as you know, the new moon will be in Cancer Tuesday evening. We have the new moon, the moon in Cancer. We also have the sun in Cancer. It is Cancer season for the next month or so. The new moon is going to be squaring Jupiter in Aries and then Venus in Gemini. The moon will also quintile Mars. So there's a lot of creative spiritual energy to this moon. But at the same time that all of this is happening, we also have Black Moon Lilith in Cancer. To me, that speaks that as much as this is a new moon, it's also a really nice time of release just to fully step in to your potential. So this new moon carries an energy that's super supportive and loving. It's a really good time to plant seeds, as any new moon is, but this one to make a change, to correct some habits, your day-to-day life. Cancer rules home, family, stomach, and heart, and it's all about how we nourish our vessel on the inside out. I think the overall theme of this moon is taking time for self-care, taking time to come back to the things most important to you. Maybe that's home, maybe that's family, the things that really catch your heartstrings. And it's not even just like your family, your brothers, your sisters, your children. It's those people that you choose to be family, the friends, the neighbors, the community that you're in. And then making sure that you nurture yourself before you nurture others. And it's also your connection to the divine feminine. You know, as you know, Cancer rules the moon. And so all Cancers are very intuitive, empathic, you know. It is a water sign, and the Cancer is ruled by the moon. It's like your connection to the divine. With Black Moon Lilith also being in Cancer, it also is like it's bringing a balance with this moon between the light and the dark, especially coming off of summer solstice. So Black Moon Lilith at the highest point of the moon, or the furthest up, is the furthest point away from the moon's orbits. So the reason that Black Moon Lilith got its name is Lilith was actually Adam's first wife, and she stood up for herself in the garden to Adam. Even when it meant getting thrown out, she knew her power, she knew her worth, she knew she was equal to Adam. So Black Moon Lilith being in Cancer can really call on us to kind of speak our truth, to become more emotionally involved in what's going on in the world and what we're taking a stand with. We really just need to make sure we tune into our own emotional state, not like get lost in the bigger picture. Cancer does rule home and family, so we're going to be more concerned about issues impacting our home, our family. We may be more protective, more motherly. Cancer also rules the foundation, so this might bring us back to basics and how we nurture our home, how we nurture our body, and then coming back to the spiritual practice of connecting to the divine. I also think this is, you know, you think of a mother. A mother is one of the most loving, caring people. Maybe for some, not always, but especially like a Cancer person that you know. They're going to love you unconditionally. They're going to be compassionate with you. They're going to have the biggest hearts and offer you love. You think about that protective Cancer like archetype mother. She'll love that child unconditionally. She'll love everyone in the world unconditionally. Until you fuck with her child, then she's going to bite your head off, right? And that's kind of what Black Moon Lilith represents. She's like the darker force of the woman. She was what, you know, the patriarchy pushed down and that we were told not to be. And so I think, especially with what's going on in the world right now, there's a call to find that balance between the dark and the light, and for women to come together and use their voices. And to do so, it has to be through the divine. And that is all I'm going to say about that. But I think this new moon is just the kicking point and the turning point for some crazy stuff that's going to happen astrologically and maybe throughout the rest of the year, which I will get to much later in other podcasts. So let's get to what the card said and not my rant. The first card that I pulled from this deck is from the Moon deck, and it's the Adapt card. It's the first card in the deck, and it just asks you to tune into your instincts. And it says, your instincts can keep you adaptable in the face of any obstacle. When we're flexible and flow, adaptable, life expands. When things unexpectedly shift course, we can easily see into a realm of enchanted possibility. Or we can become rigid with despair. This card represents the fox, and the fox medicine asks you to be adaptable, to be flexible, to use your senses and discern and understand what's in front of you. Things are not always what they seem, and the fox is a beautiful animal with a sharp sense and keen instinct. She's also a shape shifter and can become invisible by blending in with her surroundings and moving through tricky situations. It's time to tap into your inner fox and be aware of your present environment. What's going on the inside and out? Can you bring change into your life and adapt and flow with grace and ease? In doing so, an unexpected opportunity might come up. Be open to receive all the yumminess that the universe has in store for you. The next card that I pulled is Archangel Camuel, and the card is Change Your Life. There may be a sudden revelation that offers freedom. Break free of procrastination, embrace the opportunities that change brings. This card is pretty blunt and saying it's time to change your life. This card represents the need to leave behind old belief systems, old way of doing things that are stale and out of date. The universe is telling you can no longer procrastinate on making the changes you want in your life right now. Things are going to start opening up, things are going to start being clearer, and you need to know that change is inevitable, and you're supposed to grow and evolve. That's what we're here to do. Embrace any and all new directions and allow your life to be liberating and exciting. If you're in this period of huge transformation and change, which definitely this new moon is calling you to do, and it really is going to, also depend on where you have Cancer placement in your chart, but new moons are a time for change. What is like one habit, something you could change in your day? Just one little thing can make a difference. And Archangel Camuel is there to help you find the path and meaning in your life. So expect the unexpected. Expect awakening. Be open and allow your heart to be open. The next card that I pulled is the Angel of Love card. And it's just a beautiful angel holding a beautiful heart. She has roses in her hair, rose-colored wings, and she holds a rose quartz heart. She radiates tender and loving vibrations. She brings you compassion and affection. If you're looking for new love or even to love yourself, as what I think this Cancer new moon is about, really nurturing, this card is asking you to love yourself first. All love must be directed inward, and the compassion that you demonstrate towards yourself will influence the energetic potential of any events in a significant way. The angel of love is smiling on you and forging connections in the energetic realm. So, loving tenderness, loving connections are available to you. Know that when you love yourself and love yourself first and value yourself 100% without limitation or condition, it's going to come back to you tenfold. Tender, loving treatment will come to you in wonderful, unexpected ways. So that just really affirms what I was feeling with self-care. I mean, how at home do you feel in your body? Are you nourishing your vessel? Are you taking the time for you? And that's really, really, really important and also super needed right now, right? The next card that I pulled was the Chariot. And the Chariot is an indicator of great determination and willpower. You may feel uncertainty regarding your situation, but you have no need to fear. When you're determined and you have self-control, Success is inevitable. This card is represented by Archangel Metatron, and he's just here to let you know you have what it takes. It's time to step out of your comfort zone and charge bravely ahead with joy and confidence. This card is an indicator that a great leap forward is coming your way. It is going to take balance, self-control, and hard work, but you're ready for the task. Whatever's in your heart's desire is available to you. Allow yourself to feel pride and joy in whatever you do. Archangel Metatron oversees Merkaba, or Metatron's cube. It's the magical creation, which is also called the Chariot of God, and it is displayed on the front of the chariot depicted on this card. If you focus on the image of the Merkaba and then call upon Metatron when you have a desire that you wish to see come in fruition, he can help you manifest a successful result in record time. That's beautiful. I think all these cards are just showing us the universe completely has our back and is totally supporting us and all the things we want. It's just coming back to nurturing our vessel, living from heart center, and getting back to the basics, getting back to the things that are most important in our lives. Another card that I pulled is called The World. It's all about expansion and opening up. And I believe energetically with what's going on in the world, I feel like the energy starting in last day of June, heading into July, is going to be expansive. It's going to be growing. It's going to be fast paced. And there might be some turbulent waves that come, but it's really staying grounded and being open. And again, honoring your truth, your vessel, those things that light you up so that you're not affected. It's going to be your connection to your divine, your connection to your truth. And if you're a woman listening to this episode, you know, really take the time to go within, to take care of you so you can take care of others. This world, this card, The World, is all about like expansion. There's a man in the picture looking out over a bay above which the beautiful sphere of the earth is rotating. This card is just a reminder that when you expand your vision and contemplate some much broader options, the world is so wide. There's so much more out there to consider. Drawing this card lets you know that you have unlimited resources available to you. It's now the time to think big. As they say, the world is your oyster, so get ready and gobble it up. How would you like to expand or grow your life? What are some of your biggest dreams? What would you co-create with the universe right now? It's time to really tap into heart center and dream big and live from truth. You have an unlimited, powerful energy inside you. You have a full potential for boundless horizons. A world of possibilities is open to you right now. And don't follow the pack. Don't stay in the box. Do something different, dream big, and live from heart. Most importantly, live from heart. You know, Cancer rules the breast and the stomach. So really nurturing your vessel, paying attention to the foods that you're putting in your body. Maybe even nurturing your home, the place where you live, your land, coming back to your connection to the earth. How are you mothering yourself? How are you mothering others? What is your relationship between light and dark? You know, we all have both within, and it's getting to that place of non-judgment, non-duality, because we are all connected. We are all one, and the one thing we all share is light. We also have the dark, and that's okay. It's okay to be equal. It's okay to use your voice. It's okay to step into your power. The last two cards that I pulled for this really quick reading, the last one was the final card for the full moon in Cancer. And then I pulled one just for some July energy since I won't be sharing a podcast that month. So the card that I got to just finish up this new moon reading is the Fool. That's the first card of the Light Seer's Tarot deck. And it's all about new beginnings, potential, adventures, enthusiasm, awakening, innocence, and optimism. Every dream ever achieved begins with some seemingly foolish notion that there could be something bigger out there, something greater to explore and become. This childlike optimism comes from deep within your knowing. It reminds you that you can achieve all the magical things that you've been dreaming about. This journey of the soul begins with a single step, and you may find yourself on the edge of an epic journey. Turn inward. The time is now to go within, to connect to your heart, to dream your future with enthusiasm, and to know that your connection to the divine, your connection to the divine will help you take that leap of faith. You may not feel ready, you may not be ready, but there's magic in the air, and the universe is waiting to support you with infinite love and guidance. Trust your intuition as you swan dive into the seat of potential. And the affirmation could be for this moon, I'm ready for this adventure down my soul path. I am ready for this adventure down my soul path. So again, don't take everything for what it is. Tune into your own intuition. Things aren't always as they seem, and really dream big. I shared with my yoga class last week, like, remember when you were a child and you wanted to be like an astronaut or a pilot or whatever it is, that thing like when you were 4 or 5, or hell, maybe a princess, who knows, that thing that you're like, I'm going to do that because that's what I want. I'm going to do it, before that adult ever told you no, before, you know, someone ever gave you a fear-based thought, you like knew that you were going to do it. You knew in your heart that's what you wanted. It's time to dream like that, to tap into the childlike wonder, to tap into your inner joy, and really dream big and co-create with the universe, because she's here supporting you. Black Moon Lilith being here is just helping you heal. There's a lot of ancestral karmic healing going on. And the time is now. The time is now. So I also wanted to pull a card for July, just an overall little piece of wisdom to share here. And the card that I pulled is the Queen of Wands. And the Queen of Wands is a card all about creativity and passion and determination and confidence and joy and bold expression. And helping you other and having you tune into your power so that you can help others as you build your queendom power. You are capable and you are fierce. It's time to root into your purpose and boldly step into the limelight of your life. The Queen of Wands radiates creativity and passion wherever she goes. And when she enters her room or any room, her exuberant charisma and confidence are palpable. Don't be afraid to be the center of attention. Stop acting small in order to make those around you more comfortable. Make fiery bursts of productivity accompanied by laughter and gratitude. Dream big, love big, live big. It's okay to hold shadow in all of this light. Don't push it down so deeply you can't find it again. It's time to accept the parts of yourself that you don't openly share. The past failures that have held you back. Blah, 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 I can't talk. The past failures that have held you back, they don't define you. Transmute the shadow. Sit with it briefly and then light that bitch on fire because you don't need it anymore. Imagine if you filled your world with an intense light so bright that it connects and incites all passions and desires. What kind of world would you create? What if you fully stepped into your power? What lessons are you ready to face? What are you ready to heal? It's time to tune in with your own inner Lilith. All right, lady guys, thank you so much for tuning in. If you have any questions, comments, feedback, love to hear them. I will take this short break. It's a wrap of season one. I look forward to connecting with you end of August. Stay tuned. Follow me on Instagram for personal, you know, updates. I'll be definitely sharing some astrology stuff and hopefully one day get the website updated. So follow me at the Amber Netherton on Instagram. head over to the website, adventuresinawakening.com. Would love to hear from you. I hope everyone is having the most amazing summer. And tune into heart to do those things that bring you joy. Happy New Moon in Cancer. Remember, when you awaken you, you remember you. Namaste.